The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right is Professor Heather Hill.
Hello.
I want to say that you've kind of been sitting right there this whole semester, so I feel like it makes sense. Very organic.
Organic to just sort of go to the right.
Go to the right.
And go to the right.
There's Heather.
Okay.
This makes sense to me.
That's kind of groovy.
It's totally groovy. Okay. How was your dead week, Heather?
It's been crazy. It's been one thing after another. Events and students and trying to squeeze in other work. And it's just committee work.
It's
coming out of my ears.
I'm sorry.
But, you know.
Can I try to get you to laugh?
You could try.
So a certain professor in our department, you know who it is, it's Prasad Venugopal, teaches his History of the Universe class, his Physics for the Core, and insisted on a very specific time key when we were putting the winter schedule together last fall. Jane Schley, 51 and a half years at the university, says to him, "That fits your day-to-day, but you will have a Saturday final exam if you do that." And he goes, "The Prasad of the future doesn't care about this. The Prasad of today wants to have a break between his two lectures." So the other day, when Prasad is perusing the final exam schedule and rediscovers this fact, Jane pulls out her phone and presses play on the recorded part of the conversation. And it was like, alas, the Prasad of the future has arrived.
Awesome.
Something to that effect.
I love it.
It was really good. Boy, let me tell you, Saturday exams just stink.
I just refuse. I absolutely, utterly refuse to give.
The future is nigh.
The future is nigh.
I don't give in class exams anymore. But
I mean, good for you, too. But
Kudos to Jane.
Live and die by that schedule, and I think it stinks. Every single one of those finals is in our building.
Yeah.
So we have to be there. I mean, we don't really have a choice.
Yeah. And then having to have grades in by noon. I think if we needed to have, I understand the required number of contact hours. Put that dangling Monday, have us start a day earlier in August.
Something like that, right? I mean, there's got to be a better way.
Finals is Monday through Friday. I mean,
yeah, it's just. Geez,
I didn't like when they moved it up to August. We used to start the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Yeah. Those were the days.
And actually, Michigan businesses hate places doing that, starting before Labor Day, because that's their last weekend to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It starts Memorial Day weekend, ends Labor Day weekend.
Yep, let them have vacation.
Does Jane still have that recording on her phone?
That is a good question. I wouldn't be surprised if she got rid of it, because then it's just like in the air. Like it's a legend forever.
Do I have to do a future Prasad drawing?
She knew exactly what he was going to do
about
8 months before.
Love to have that on my phone, and just when he starts getting cantankerous, like just pull
what do you
it
mean
out.
Starts.
Yeah, I know.
Starts.
It reminds me of a couple of friends that I have.
I set
where,
you up for that one.
You know, the bottom line is no matter how Michigan State does in a season, and of course Michigan had a very successful football campaign last year, winning the national championship. The guy always has it queued up to press the button, and it goes, "There's trouble with the snap," like you know, just every time, just to get the other guy's goat. But anyway,
well, that's got to be archived someplace.
Absolutely, that whole
thing's got to be archived. Well, actually,
the Prasad conversation.
Yeah, Jane's recording of that. Yes,
that's archived somewhere too.
Somewhere.
I think
on
we
the
should
internet.
Just put that on his tombstone. Future Prasad lies here.
Oh, absolutely. So that's Professor Stephen Manning going around the table. We've heard a couple comments already. I see that you're wearing the Desert Botanical Garden shirt.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're not really in a desert here, especially not after several days of rain. But
we're getting, trying to get that warm desert feel going.
That sounds about right.
You know, Michigan also had a very good, we're so football oriented around here. They had a very good hockey season.
Yes.
They were in the Frozen Four.
That's right.
They weren't in the final because they were eliminated by, I think,
Boston
BC?
College. Yes.
BC or BU? BC was in the final but lost to Denver. So,
Purdue? Was it Purdue?
That's basketball, honey.
That's basketball. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Oh, no. Which one is the big ball and which is the little puck?
It's a puck.
Please mansplain it to me.
This is that hard rubber thing.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And actually, the Denver goalie was the MVP He played a great game.
That's right.
He actually saved a goal off the face mask. He hit him square in the face. Of course, they got face masks now.
That is wild.
Unlike the old days where you see old Tigers pictures. No helmets.
No helmets.
No helmets. No face. No face mask.
Yeah. Like Jerry Cheevers and the little stitches.
Oh yeah. I saw a picture of Barbie Orr the other day, and he had this bush cut
naked,
thing, and
without anything.
And of course, they had no teeth.
Right.
As a result,
that's when real men were playing hockey.
Just stitch them up. Get them back on the ice.
Like riding your motorcycle without a helmet.
It's manly.
Real men playing hockey, and suddenly Professor Dave Chow is here, wearing his Medicine Hat Tigers shirt.
Sweating, too.
Sweatshirt, whatever, yes.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
We've had some problems with climate control on this campus over the last week. It was 85 in the Chem Main office all week, and we had a lot of faculty candidates coming through, so I felt like I had to dress up every day, and I've sweat through every outfit that I've had, So
is it going to be like clothing optional in the chemistry building before long?
I'm telling you, there are some people that just love it that warm, and I'm like, no, I don't like to sweat at my desk. Like, we've had this conversation.
Oh, yes.
It's one thing if you're working out or doing something strenuous and you sweat. You get that aspect of it.
Yeah,
exactly. Sitting at your desk, sweating, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just giving a lecture.
Or breathing.
Existing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jacqueline is going to get us central air in this building at some point.
Yes. That is sweet. Those are the dulcet tones of Professor Beth Oljar. That would be one of the greatest blessings ever in the history of this building.
Then I wouldn't always have to teach fall in commerce and finance.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. This is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know what you're going to do if you do that, by the way, but say hi. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Actually, I do have a good answer.
Yes.
Dave has been pumping out the content here, and we got to get people to chime in.
I just loaded the Jeff one this morning.
Exactly. Was Jeff Boat's original given name Thomas? You'll never know.
Next week you will.
Exactly.
Bob. It was really Bob.
So you've been working on all of those.
Oh, I've got them all.
Did you know?
They're preloaded.
Bob with an E on the end.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They're all, the only ones I'm missing right now are Kendra and Stephanie.
Nice.
So I got to track those two
down.
You
can run mine. You just need to pull one of them out because I gave you more than the regular thing to work
with. Yeah, no, I'm leaving all six of them.
You can't count?
No, I cannot.
No.
He told me, actually. He's like, did you see what I put in the last email? I said only five.
Underscore.
Can't follow simple instructions.
No, it cannot. Hello, Matt and panel. Jason 2. Well, that's good.
Oh, Jason 2.
I heard Beth say the state motto for New Hampshire on a show in the past, and it got me thinking about other state mottos. I'll spare you the Latin, but we will have the mottos translated to English. This is our good friend Brian Stoll, Stoll, of Elmira, New York, sending us these questions.
New Hampshire really does have the best one.
They do.
I mean,
once you hit us with it,
live free or die.
There we go. Brian says, no cheating looking at the map. Pretty sure it won't help.
Well, it doesn't have the mountains.
I was going to say.
I was born in New Hampshire.
We just look at the colors.
I don't even know what the motto for Oregon is. So.
Well, we're possibly about to
live
find
with
out.
Beavers or die.
Oh. New Hampshire.
Kill all
New
the Hampshire. Beavers.
Okay, how about, I mean, we could make this doable. There's only, at this point, 49 possible responses. If I say freedom and unity. And you have to guess one of the remaining 49
freedom
states.
Freedom and unity.
Freedom and unity.
Freedom and unity.
Don't go too far from New Hampshire.
Massachusetts.
Like
Pennsylvania. Virginia.
Maine.
Connecticut.
Vermont.
It's Vermont is what it says here. Freedom and unity.
The state where you grew up.
I thought it was the Green Mountain State.
But these are the mottos, like the ones that occur on the actual shield of the
or
state.
Or on the quarters,
ashamed.
Possibly.
I wasn't born in Vermont, so I'd get a pass.
Not the fill in the blank for what kind of state it
right.
is. Because that I can do with Oregon.
I just grew up there.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. I hang my head in shame.
I don't think we're going to get the, what is it? Missouri is the show me state. Because
that's
more of a pop
right.
nickname.
This is like tip here or something like
on
that.
On the
Tennessee's
emblem of the
volunteer state.
Exactly. This is fairly straightforward. Excelsior.
Excelsior. That sounds like a Stan Lee motto.
Ever upward.
Excelsior.
What state is that?
Montana.
Mm-mm.
Can we get a region?
It is in the general northeast.
New York.
It's New York. Okay. New York is Excelsior.
Brian's and getting several coffee cups from
and
this.
And beyond.
How about virtue, liberty, and independence? A sampler, if you will.
Missouri?
Missouri.
No, no, no.
That sounds like Pennsylvania.
It's Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's Penn's Woods.
The virtue thing.
Takes on a whole new meaning in the year 2024. With God, all things are possible. Again, this is translated from the Latin, which probably sounds way cooler.
I'm sure
Utah?
It does.
No, oh. But with you God go back to the Midwest and you'll find it pretty fast.
South Dakota.
No.
Montana.
Indiana. Iowa.
Indiana.
Indiana. Illinois.
Utah. No, Utah.
It's
you
not
said
Illinois.
Utah.
If it's Michigan, we're really going to
no,
be
No, it
worse.
Is not. No, 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 it I is know. Not. But it is the state that we are closest
Ohio.
To.
Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. This makes me get kind of icky when I say it out loud. The crossroads of America. Okay. All right. Come on.
Sure.
Oh.
I think that's on some Ohio signs, actually. They want to claim
no,
that,
No, that's
too.
The heart of it all.
Oh, yeah, the heart of it all.
No, I'm surprised you didn't
I'm
know
thinking
this
like
one.
People going west.
Greater than 80% of the American population of the contiguous 48 can drive to this state's largest city in less than 4 hours.
Illinois?
Mm-mm.
4 hours.
I'm really surprised. As I always
do. Rugby,
am.
North Dakota.
It's Indiana is the crossroads.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's right
yeah,
in the
yeah.
middle of the, you know, sort of.
All right, sure.
Oh, that's just because of how the population is distributed.
It's
then.
Distributed,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
80%
so
within
not
four
Oregon
hours.
People can drive to Indianapolis in 4 hours. But
well, we
a lot of other
would
people
never
can.
Want to anyway. So
ouch.
Okay, let's fill in the gap with, if you seek a pleasant peninsula,
that's
look
us.
About you.
That's awesome.
If you seek yes. a pleasant peninsula, look about you. What?
What kind
That's
of sentence
Michigan.
Is that?
That's Michigan.
Yeah,
That's
it
Michigan.
Is Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah, I know it's Michigan, but I mean.
It sounds better in Latin.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Oh, this is such a
but
mess.
But what doesn't?
I mean,
come on.
Let's be serious.
Well, some things. Well,
how many other peninsulas are there in the.
I mean, Florida.
Florida.
Okay, keep going.
Massachusetts.
Kind yeah. of a big peninsula in Washington, but.
How about. Oh, dear Lord. Oh. Forward.
There's a state that's oh dear lord. Okay,
no, there isn't. But that. But
oh dear lord. Forward.
Forward. How about
that
just,
should be Oregon.
Just
even
forward.
If it's not.
Or well, Oklahoma.
This is a classic Midwestern state. I could give all sorts of things away.
What
if
makes
I just
a Midwestern state classic?
Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
It's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Is what it says.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was just okay. about to say the word cheese. I figured
right,
that would have filled
you.
In.
Such
the
a great season of Top Chef they're having in Wisconsin this year.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I rely on other people like you to tell me about shows like that. I don't catch them reliably. If you haven't seen it, it is Michigan's future. So this one's kind of nice. The Star of the North.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. So they have finally given up. I don't know if I've mentioned this one on the air yet, but I call him my buddy like I've ever met him. The number one YouTuber that I followed since the very beginning is Gray, and all I can tell you is that he makes videos about interesting things. There's not really a theme. He did one where he was a teacher, and he graded all of the state flags. And
oh.
so Minnesota was grouped with Michigan in the, you just
boring.
Put your emblem on a blue field, yeah, that's yeah. really dumb, you know, that's a really dumb state flag. Minnesota took offense.
Uh-oh.
And got to work 6 months ago in their legislature, and they have now a new state flag. And it's actually pretty artistic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not bad. But Michigan is planning on doing the same thing relatively
they better.
Soon. Just yeah. because of this guy making fun of the state
well,
flag.
I mean, it is about as drab as it can get. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I actually appreciated his criteria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let's see how this goes. He goes, when it's not flying, you should be able to tell that
mm-hmm.
that's the flag.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all these 6 or 7 states have blue backgrounds with their emblem
with
on
the
it.
Crest, yeah.
And it's just dumb. It's like, you can't tell one apart from the other.
Hmm.
So New Mexico, great, yeah. great flag.
I think Oregon
Absolutely.
May be the one.
Utah's got the one with the little beehive on it.
The little you know, beehive, uh-huh,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, you so. Can tell exactly what it is.
Exactly. So anyway, the Star of the North appears prominently on Minnesota state flag. Oh my. So two different possibilities. Either liberty and union now and forever, one and inseparable, or one sows for the benefit of another age.
First,
what?
First one sounds like Virginia or
it's
something.
It's not. It's actually Plain State
yeah.
territory.
Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Nope.
No.
Starts with an N, though.
North Dakota?
North Dakota. North Dakota.
Starts with an N, though. You're in the wheelhouse.
One sows for the benefit of another age.
Sure. This is awfully biblically hippie. I mean, like, geez.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
I guess that's a Joel Osteen lecture, isn't it?
What kind of sewing are we talking about?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, really.
Maybe I said it wrong and it's a sow. One sow. Which state motto is gold and silver?
Nevada?
California?
No, it's not. Nevada? It's none of those things.
What?
Montana.
Montana is what it is. Gold and silver.
Comstock.
Yes.
If you watch Deadwood, eventually you'll get the right answer.
Let it be perpetual.
Sure.
Just tell us which state.
John Lennon wrote this?
Let it be perpetual?
Let it be perpetual.
What are we letting? What is it?
The state, presumably.
Let it be perpetual. Texas.
This is not a state that people would put high on the list of wanting to be perpetual at this point.
Alabama?
Texas.
Recently raised Florida. A townhouse where some poor college students were murdered by some guy just walking through. It's where Napoleon Dynamite took place.
Oh, Yeah.
It was Colorado where the guy...
No.
Where was it?
It was at blank state.
Arkansas.
I can give it away in one word. How about potato?
Idaho.
That's right.
Let it be perpetual. Yeah. It was just on the news again this morning. They're still prosecuting that guy. It's pretty brutal. How about the extremely easygoing by and by?
By and by?
By and by.
Louisiana?
Yeah, I was going to say Louisiana.
That sounds right. Yeah. It's actually in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, by and by.
Could be Oregon.
The state or Washington. Of Washington.
Washington is state. By and by.
B-U-Y or B-Y?
What does that mean?
B-Y, sorry.
By and by. What does that mean?
We don't want anyone to move there.
It rains, so,
it
right?
It took the committee like a whole 2 minutes to come up with that. That's just a lack of imagination.
You're leaving Oregon. Thank you for visiting.
I wonder what the Latin is. Maybe by and by is a not quite captured.
You sure it's not
meaning.
By, B-U-Y and by? It's like Chamber of Commerce? Yeah.
Exactly. Come and spend your money here.
Chamber of Commerce.
How about the extremely poetic, she flies with her own wings?
Flies with her own wings.
Delaware.
That sounds like
as
Ohio.
Opposed to renting? I mean, what?
She flies with her own
flies
wings.
Flies her own wings.
As opposed to leasing. Come on.
Long-term. Yeah, rent to own.
Nevada.
Flies.
She flies on her own.
What
is it?
North Carolina?
I'm looking in a Beth direction.
Oregon?
It's Oregon. She flies with her own wings. Now, again, that's the English translation
now.
Of the Latin.
She who?
I was going to say who?
Oregon. Oregon is
Oregon's
a she.
I didn't know Oregon was a she.
I didn't know that.
How about Eureka? That's fairly easy.
California?
That's California. Yeah. It's Eureka.
It's like the first city you hit after you cross the Oregon-California border. Right, like, that's it.
Or like an old Three Stooges bit. Eureka, you don't smell so good yourself.
Yeah. I'm going in a Stephen Shirt kind of direction.
Uh-oh.
God in riches.
Ooh, Arizona.
Arizona is what it says here, Arizona. Followed very quickly by it grows as it goes.
What?
What? Sounds like New Mexico.
So God enriches is Arizona. What is it grows as
it
goes?
Is that Nevada?
Well, like moss?
No.
Oh.
Not New Mexico?
It's New Mexico. It's New Mexico, yeah.
What? It goes as it grows.
It grows.
These are very bizarre.
They're totally bizarre. Well,
and very little grows in either of these states.
Yeah, that's right.
Freaking deserts.
Does anything go in New Mexico? That's my question.
Huh. I mean, most of these are also interchangeable.
They really are.
They really
honestly,
are.
Yeah. They are. How about the extremely interchangeable friendship? Now, again, that would be from the Latin.
Pennsylvania?
Just friendship.
We've already
had Pennsylvania.
Oh, sorry. Friendship.
North Carolina.
Mm-mm.
Kentucky.
Nope, those are all good guesses.
Iowa.
Tennessee.
Texas.
Texas is the correct answer.
Really? Friendship. They don't want to be friends with anybody.
They don't want to be friends with anybody. They want
to
be an independent country.
They want to secede from the Union, and they're welcome to it.
If you're white and male, maybe.
Right, exactly.
Union, justice, confidence.
Union, justice,
it's like that's what this state says in the mirror every morning before it goes to work.
Oklahoma?
That should be a border state. That should be Kentucky.
Yeah. It should be. Union, justice,
not.
Confidence.
Tennessee.
It is not. Considering the word union, I'm looking in this direction. I'm like, how'd they sneak that in?
Is it in the South?
It is in the deep
Alabama.
South. Mississippi.
Georgia.
Deeper.
Louisiana.
Louisiana is union, justice, and confidence.
That should be Bayou,
Louisiana.
Bayou, Bayou.
Guys, don't pronounce it right.
Louisiana.
Yeah, sorry. Louisiana.
Norms.
Louisville.
Nuclear.
We dare defend our rights.
dare defend our rights.
Wyoming.
Virginia.
Maine. That's the subtext for New Hampshire, right? That's the other line.
That's right.
Live free or die.
What section of the country are you talking about?
We dare defend our rights is the Deep South.
The Deep South. Again. Oh, Mississippi. Alabama.
Alabama is what it says here. Mississippi is the next one. I'm just going to give you bonus points. By valor and arms.
B-U-Y, valor and arms. By valor, by arms.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty good.
Get it on sale if you can.
You tried that once, and it didn't work out too well.
Yeah. How about the unbelievably unoriginal In God We Trust?
Oh.
What state would be stupid enough to pick that?
Florida.
It's Florida, 100%.
Oh, my.
In God We Trust. It
doesn't shock any of us.
This is why I can't teach philosophy there.
Steven Sine? How long did it take them to come up with that one? They didn't even convene the committee.
Hey, it's on the coin. Let's use it.
Yes, on the money.
Yeah.
Oh my
What's
gosh.
Wrong with that?
Well, they're too busy banning books,
and burning books.
Yeah. And we are America, or should be.
How about wisdom, justice, moderation?
Ooh, moderation. That's cool.
That's kind of cool.
That's like Iowa,
Utah, mm-mm.
Greek virtue. That's very Aristotelian.
Oklahoma.
No.
Massachusetts.
No, that's.
Colorado.
Mm-mm. Let's see.
Region?
What part of the country?
Again, it's the Mid-South?
Mid-South.
Virginia? Tennessee. Virginia.
Mm-mm. South Carolina.
Arkansas.
West Virginia?
North Carolina. Tennessee.
Kentucky? West Arkansas.
Kentucky.
Okay, so you just haven't said it yet. It's Georgia. If you did, I apologize. There were a lot of people talking at once. Wisdom, justice, moderation is Georgia. While I breathe, I hope.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Mid-Atlantic.
Delaware.
Mm-mm.
Maryland. Virginia.
Maryland.
Virginia.
New York.
West Virginia.
No, that's excessive.
North Carolina.
Actually, I could say this.
Are we confused about Mid-Atlantic, or are you confused
probably,
about
Probably. Probably. While I Breathe, I Hope was one of the top tier state flags, because on it is just a crescent moon and a palmetto. It's a very beautiful
South
flag.
Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
What is it again?
While I Breathe, I Hope.
Which is now the fastest growing state in the country.
Really?
Yep.
I had an interview with College of Charleston.
Oh, that's kind of
been
nice
kind
place.
Of fun.
And most people who are moving there are from New York and California and North Carolina.
Interesting.
Because of what, affordability or jobs?
Well,
or what's the
certainly
reason?
That would be.
Well,
New
certainly
York
weather. But I was wondering, I mean, these people, at least in case of California and New York, these are people from blue states moving to a distinctly red state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the executive and legislative branch has been controlled by Republicans for 20 years.
Yep.
So it's a red state. So are these people moving down there to turn the state blue, or because they're tired of living in blue states and they want to live in a red state?
Well,
and the answer from what I read is the latter.
Interesting.
They want to live in a red state?
Yeah.
I would think it would have to do with cost of living,
first
of all.
Well, I'm sure that has to do with that, too, and weather. Weather.
Southern hospitality is an actual thing.
It's an actual
that
thing.
That exists.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
people
look at...
being nice to you.
People say hello without drawing a gun first?
Yeah, and good food.
And great food.
Yeah,
food. Nate Silverman of 538, who does all these statistical analysis, he claims by 2028 presidential election, there's a chance that Texas would go blue for exactly the same reason that you say.
Yep.
So many people are migrating that
it
changes
major
the cities.
Cities, Austin, Houston.
All blue.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
All blue. A lot of my ex-students were moving down to Austin because of the work there.
Yeah,
so
yep.
Great.
Why not?
Just a couple more profs. To be rather than to seem.
What?
I thought you were going to say to be or not,
not to
be.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
To be rather than to seem.
I'm forgetting what state
to be
called.
A state or not
to
is
be.
Is that Iowa?
It is not.
I don't know.
I don't even know. I
mean, Oklahoma?
If I say Tar Heel, you say?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh, that's North Carolina. I know this one in Latin, so I'm going to impress the listenership. Sic semper tyrannis.
That
thus
should be Virginia.
Always to tyrants. That's Virginia, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, John
Wilkes
Booth.
Thank you, Mr. Booth, yes.
Mm-hmm. And last but most certainly not least, the extremely milquetoast Liberty and Independence.
Missouri.
What if I just say Biden?
Delaware.
Well, those are good things.
Yes. Brian played a little trick if you were paying attention. The map actually would have helped you. All I did was do one state next to the other in a circle all the way around the country till I got back to New England. Thanks for the show.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway. If you told us that now at the beginning, now Brian, we
tell
you know,
he said, was. Don't tell them that at the beginning.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh. So Matt was following instructions.
Good soldiers. Thanks, Brian. Orders, you know, what can I say?
Please continue to send questions in.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That was awesome.
Those were good. Yeah,
next time, send them in Latin. Good. Oh,
okay. We're going to the Burroughs family imponderables. Oh, boy. And how about we do something that comes across more as advice? What's your favorite travel tip? What's your favorite travel tip? Maybe you've received or one that you use?
I've got one. Take a ball cap.
Because?
Okay, for us guys, you know, you got to take off your belt, your wallet, your cell phone, put it all in the ball cap. It goes into the,
X-ray,
and it's easy to get in and out of.
Yeah, very nice.
Lots of reading material.
Hmm. Reading material, of course, yes.
I'm just trying to get through security first.
What else? I'm not.
You guys actually travel a lot.
Yeah, travel lightly.
Travel lightly, but...
I was gonna say travel lightly. Yes.
Another one that I've also
you can always buy it when you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one that I've also done too is like if you're renting like Airbnb, get a washer dryer unit there. You don't have to take as many clothes. You can actually wash while you're there.
True. Yep. Wow,
we've done that.
We do that in Phoenix. We take three times as many clothes we need. He's got a washer dryer.
Yeah, and it's not
like this high tech thing, and you have to be a mechanical engineer to figure out how to start the damn thing. But once you figure this out, you can get buttons by on. Yeah, we do our running clothes every 2 days.
Now there's a machine that is washer and dryer in one machine. Yeah. I actually took a picture of it at Best Buy because I was like, so.
I've seen
that. That's what I had in upstate Washington.
Yeah, but it's like $2,500.
Yeah, but it's also for space.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've got, you know, we stayed in a micro apartment.
Right.
For $100 a night, we had one of those machines. We were blown away by it, but we loved it.
What if you lived in Brooklyn? And
Yeah.
Now they have these stackable ones, you know, one on top of the other.
That's what I had in apartments.
I was always told that, you know, if you're going to bring like either a black or a brown purse, that you make sure that you just stick with that palette. Like, bring black shoes if you're going to bring a black purse. That don't bring. Sense. So I don't know.
I'll keep that in mind.
Take an outfit for each day and one extra. That's Drew's rule.
Bring extra underwear.
Yes.
Socks and underwear.
I'm so afraid to say that the screen has gone red and the time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.